Well, he had to go down to the road. He couldn't drive the car if he had a stroke. It was just him and me there. He had to go down to the road and stop somebody. It was passing, the road wasn't very far off, to take me to the doctor. I soaked my foot about an hour in that coal oil before he could stop somebody every once in a while. He had to come back to the house, see how I was. He'd think of something else he might can do for me. And he'd go back down the road. He finally got somebody to stop. Just a blacktop road. It wasn't, didn't too many people be a passing on that road. He finally got a stop. There was two women, and they came back to come up to the house, and they take me to the doctor. They lived at Rose Pine. They take me to their home. They got their husband, one of them, her husband, to take me to bring me to the river to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And my foot was hurting terrible and swelled up by the time they got here. The doctor gave me two shots. He gave me penicillin shot, and then they gave
adrenaline.
Me,
did he give you that?
No, he just gave me a penicillin shot, then he gave me a snake shot after that, snake bite shot.
Yeah.
And he brought me home. They had to carry me. I couldn't bear a better weight on that foot.
The snake was poison?
Oh my, you bet he was poison. Cost me $23. For the snake, for the shots, after I had soaked it an hour in coal oil, and I changed it. My husband brought me a razor blade, and I cut it the best I could to make it bleed, try to get all the poison out that I could get out. And it bled nearly a handful of cold blood in that coal oil. And so I got another pan of coal oil and soaked it in that, but it soaked all together about an hour. Doc said it was the best thing I should have done for it. And yet it cost $23 for shots. And it was 2 days I couldn't bear a particle of weight on that foot.
Mm.
Walked with my knee in a chair, drug it. I didn't have no wheelchair, so I just had to drag around with my knee in a chair. My sister come from the river out there to stay with me the next day to do the work so I wouldn't have to do it.
So you
that's just 3 weeks before I put a shoe on that foot as well, so.
Yeah. So you really got,
It was really part of the snake. The man that taken the rope under the rudder to the doctor, he came back. He got another man to bring me home whenever they got through with me here, got the doctor me. And he come back and went to the house and to hunt the snake. They finally found it. And then he carried it over to Rose Pine to see what kind of a snake it was, see if he could find anybody that knew what it was. And they finally decided it was a rattlesnake pilot. They didn't know. Nobody seemed like they didn't know exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Showed it to them.
You really got to watch out or you'll get...
And why he came out there on that fresh mowed ground, I don't know where it come from. I can't understand.
Yeah.
There was some weeds around the garden fence, between the garden and the yard. There were some weeds growed up in the fence row, and I guess it was in that. And then when it crawled out, right where I stepped back on it, in the fresh mowed ground.
Yeah. You got to watch out or you'll get...
Yeah.
You'll get bit.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever snake bit.
Right.
And I can't understand.